crap, I forgot I'm the host. Hi guys, thank you for joining us. Damn it, this is our AEW Wrestle Dream pre-show on Fightful Select. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for being a Fightful Select subscriber. Welcome to our show. We have our friend Rob Wilkins joining us today. Rob has some, you know, voice problems. He has a bit of a sore throat. So he is absolutely excused out of the duties that the host has. Hey, I promise you a shipwreck and I deliver every time, especially when it comes to, you know, me disappointing people. But enough about my childhood. We also have our friend Chris Mueller from Breacher Report. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great.
Okay, so we have Rob with his voice problems and Chris, who's all tired and hungry all the time.
And allergies. So
and allergies.
Rob. And construction. Also voice problems.
And construction right out your front door. That's always such a great thing. How are you guys feeling about this pay-per-view that we're about to watch? Rob, do you like thumbs up, thumbs down? Okay, Rob's excited to do it.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so you're excited. But on a scale from 1 to 10, can you?
I give it 7, but if I'm watching it in the Tokyo Dome, it's an 8.
Sure. You have jokes, huh? Okay. Close. Okay, something Chris, where are you? Even without your voice, yeah.
You know, AEW pay-per-views are always good for the actual, like, matches because, you know, the talent always shows out. But as far as the stories go, you really only care about, like, 2 or 3. Like, the outcomes for most of them couldn't care less. Who, you know, one person wins, great. The other person wins just as good. There's only a handful on here where I'm actually, like, sure of what will happen and invested in what will happen.
Yeah, so this is always kind of an awesome time when it comes to a pay-per-view because, of course, some pay-per-views who are extremely easy to predict, it doesn't mean that they won't be extremely awesome to watch. So that is something we always are looking forward to. Everyone that joined us in the chat right now, thank you so much for being here. Give us all your predictions for the show. Rob will be displaying them on the stream because, like, me hosting doesn't mean that I have StreamYard access. Because come on, I'm still short, and short people do not get StreamYard access on this in this company. So let's get started with the pre-show. If you want, Rob, if you're ready, we have the 3 matches on the pre-show that are announced right now. We will start with the ROH Television Championship match between Atlantis Jr. and Brian Cage. Who do you guys got? Rob?
I think Brian Cage will get the win here.
Okay, so you think he'll become new champion?
Yeah.
Okay. Doc?
This feels like such a random match to throw on here.
It does.
Like, of all the ROH titles, besides the world title, which will be occupied in the Briscoe-Jericho match, it really kind of surprised me when this went on there. Granted, Brian Cage is like a freak athlete, and Atlantis is a great high flyer, so they will have a fun match together. Like, it's just going to be Brian Cage throwing him 50 feet up into the air and catching him over and over, I bet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if there was a title change as well, because if you're going to book the pre-show and you're Tony, typically it's going to be either all baby faces winning or like whatever the most exciting possibility will be, because he's trying to pull in those last few buys that he can get off the free pre-show. So yes. I originally predicted Atlantis in my prediction article, but I have kind of changed my mind and I think it's going to be Brian Cage now.
Oh, you pulled out a classic Rob and changed your mind. You know, I can take advantage of Rob not being able to speak right now, but I will not because I'm a good friend. I also pick Brian Cage. Somehow, I kind of feel like TK needs to make these pre-shows worthy of watching. And I feel like this is a proper way, you know, a title change. It being, you know, the ROH TV championship. Nonetheless, I just, you know, I think this is a good way to do it. But, like, I agree with Chris, an extremely random match to throw in there. So we're going to move on to the next 0 hour match that got announced. MXM Collection versus the Acclaimed. Listen up. Let me just get this out of the way and I'll give you guys the floor. If the Acclaimed win here, I'm going to be really angry. I will not be having a good time during the 0 hour, the pre-show thingy shit. Because no, like give me new talent. Give me MXM. Give me Private Party. Like put over your young tag teams, please. Just this is ridiculous. Thank you, Chris, for changing your an adorable doggy because I'm really angry because like I can see it in my mind. How the Acclaimed win, like MXM Collection have announced that they will have a third person in their corner just to even out the odds with Billy Gunn out there. I do not have any picks on what that person is. If you guys know or...
I want it to be Bart Gunn so bad.
Oh my God.
No. I've been thinking about this and I want it so bad. And I think it would be so amazing if Bart Gunn like played along with it and came out wearing high fashion with them and sure, was like and just tips. And yeah, and was just as into it as Billy Gunn is with the Acclaimed. Like with I think Acclaimed, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, let's not do that. So
come on. Where's your sense of fun?
When it comes to the Acclaimed, nowhere. I don't know. I was never on the Acclaimed bandwagon. And I always say this when I'm in front of a camera, when the Acclaimed come up, I was the only one pissed off that the Acclaimed dethroned House of Black last year at Wembley because everyone was scissoring, dude. And everything, and I'm like, this fucking sucks, man. No. And like, I love House of Black. Like, they should be champions forever. And this still has left me, like, a sore taste in my mouth. No, a bad taste. Sore taste in my mouth. Okay. Apparently, I only speak good English in the operating room. So, like, that's an inside joke for you guys. So, yeah. I really want MXM to win here. I do want to see MXM pushed because, listen, everyone that says what the fashion instead of what the fuck is okay in my book and they should have all the gold. What do you guys think about this match?
I like the Bart Gunn idea. I think that's hilarious. I don't see
that. Dijak is better.
I would take Dijak.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's happening either. But there was that... I think he posted a photo of Retribution yesterday after they made that announcement that they're having a guest or like a third person. So I don't know who it would be, but I want MXM to win. So that's my pick. I'm going with want to win instead of a prediction.
Yes. Fuck your brain. Just think with your heart. Yes. Thank you, Rob. Chris?
Sadly,
don't say it.
I think the Acclaimed will probably win, but I want MXM to win.
How can I kick Chris off the stream?
You're gonna kick a Gandalf duck off the stream.
I will. Okay, Gandalf never, because
Ganduck.
Ganduck. Gangoose. Okay, that is adorable, by the way. Who did that?
Oh, I don't know. I found it somewhere.
You don't know. Oh, that's like with the stick and everything. Like, that's kind of.
Yeah. Someone posted it in that thread you muted a long time ago.
Yeah, but like when Soupy was here and he because Soupy's so in love with that entire thread, and I'm so happy, but like, I can't do such stuff. Like, Soupy himself saw that I stay away from my phone as much as I can. Just I don't check my phone. But enough about this. You say acclaimed, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. But you don't want them to win, right?
Like, no, I really don't.
Okay.
I want them to break up.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. So, like, bear with me on this one. I understand everyone wanting the claim to break up, and like, everyone knows that Anthony Bowens will forever be an incredibly good wrestler, correct? And he has somewhere to go because Anthony Bowens is an amazing person. But like, Matt, what do you do with Max Caster after that? If he turns heel, they have the match. Anthony Bowens wins. What do you do with Matt Caster after that? This is a legitimate question. What do you do after that? Because his entire persona has been this.
I mean, I guess you just keep him as this and keep him as a heel.
Yeah. Why don't I like the acclaimed? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, the gimmick was never my thing. And the fact that, like, Max Caster has been kind of, you know, iffy on social media. Like, I, for months now, I hope that this was just a gimmick and not, you know, the way that that person thinks and everything. I'm not a fan of his raps. I adore Anthony Bowens. I adore the guy. Like, he's so good. He's talented. He has incredible charisma in the ring. I, like, Max Caster, man, for me, it's just like, I don't know. I can't explain it. He's just not. And like, that's fine, because every time when they're in an arena, the arena loved them. Like, the live crowds vote for the acclaim. That's fine. Not me. Like, they're not my type of, you know, thing. The thing that I didn't expect, though, was MXM Collection got booed. I didn't see this coming. And like, while this was a different crowd, tonight when they're in Tacoma, in the Tacoma Dome in Washington State, I don't know if it will be a different thing. Like, I don't know what to expect. For me personally, Wrestle Dream, if it's meant to be forever in Washington State, it's forever going to be one of my personal favorite pay-per-views, because of reasons, you know, that are obvious a bit. But yeah, that's my two cents about this entire situation. It's nothing. I don't know if it's personal. It's probably not personal, but like, I was never into the acclaimed, like, ever. Kudos to everyone enjoying the, you know, the shtick. Like, that is great. This means that you enjoy the product, you enjoy the program, but that's just, I don't know. It's not clicking for me. That is all. And then we move on to our last 0 hour that is announced up until now. It's Anna Jay versus Harley Cameron. I personally cannot wait for this match because Anna Jay, for me, in my eyes, was one of the people who was, you know, she's an AEW original. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. And then when Brody Lee took her under his wing, like, she all of a sudden, like, she grew in the ring in front of us, and she got way better in a short amount of time. And I don't know, I always enjoy Anna Jay in the ring. I miss her all this time that she was outside. She wasn't competing, then she went a bit to Japan. I hope that we soon get to see everything that she learned there, because it's a totally different experience that from the one that we have from the States. But I do predict Anna Jay wins here, and I hope we get to see a little bit of a push for her. What do you guys think? Rob?
You're muted.
Unmute.
I will never pick against... I will never, ever, ever, ever pick against Harley Cameron.
That's it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Harley Cameron guy.
I love Harley Cameron. Like, she has no business being this good.
She's my Chris Willow type thing. Everybody shut up. Willow's on TV. That's how I am with Harley. Like, everybody shut up. Harley's on TV.
She's a psycho. I enjoy her. She's a psycho.
I think that's why.
That's why. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Doc, what do you think?
So back during the QTV stuff, I could tell that there was something funny about Harley. She just wasn't being given anything like good. And the last few months, ever since her and Saraya kind of came back and teamed up and all that, she has been just killing it. Like, I've barely been watching Rampage for the past few months just because, like,
she makes it possible.
Yeah, she does. And last night, her promo to hype this match was genuinely really funny. And I know Anna Jay is going to win, but, like, I'm not going to be upset if Harley does for some reason. Like, especially if it's, you know, Saraya interferes so it protects Anna kind of thing. But, yeah, I have been not only on the mic, but, like, every match you see Harley Cameron getting better, too.
Yeah.
Like, she is really throwing herself into it. Like, there, you can tell that there is no fear when she's doing stuff. Like, she's probably fine if she gets injured because she knows it's like a learning experience. But yeah, I've been really enjoying her recently, and I kind of hope that they get her away from Saraya and just let her be this like kind of kooky chick on her own.
Well, Saraya kind of helps, like in my eyes, because like Saraya is not all there too. If like, let's be honest, and then like they bring out the best in each other, like they complete each other. So up until now, for now, like they're great when they're teamed up because like they're both psychos, and like it's kind of enjoyable. And that's why I said, like, Harley Cameron has no place being this good, like, in the, like, so little amount of matches that she's had. I didn't expect this. So kudos to Harley Cameron, but I do pick Anna Jay to win here. So that is all. When it comes to the 0 hour, and then we dive directly into the main card. First of all, we have the 2 out of 3 falls match between Hologram Beast and Beast Mortos. Jake the Snake Roberts will be outside also.
You didn't see that, did you?
I didn't. What happened? Why?
Well, you said they complete each other, and I was like, oh.
Oh, sure. So, yes, this is exactly the match that I was talking about. Hologram versus Beast Mortos. 2 out of 3 falls matches. I'm going to start with Chris. What do you think?
I am pretty sure it's going to be Hologram because he is the priority. And he's undefeated, and Mortos has lost a lot of matches. And I know that he just joined up with LFI, so you got the whole Jake Roberts and Roosh and all those people to contend with. But Hologram is Tony's original creation. It's like the first wholly original AEW thing, other than really Hook, you know, like. Hook is probably the only like organically grown AEW star, right? I don't think anyone else has really come into AEW as their first company. So
Harley Cameron.
Right. And I know that Hologram is, you know, he's been wrestling for a while under a different name, but like, this is Tony's pet project. It's something he's wanted to do for a few years. I think he even said he had the idea for Hologram in like the first year or something. So I do see Hologram winning, but I'm fairly certain LFI will just destroy him as soon as it's over.
Okay, interesting. Rob?
I think Chris makes a good point about Hologram. Like, he is Tony's guy, but
pet project.
I can see them really wanting to push LFI, so I'm going to go with Beast. Mortos, plus I know he's watching, so I don't want to pick against him.
Yeah, he's kind of terrifying. I get that. Yeah, the first time I saw Black Taurus in Impact, I shut my pants. So I'm never going to... Yeah, I'm going with Beast Mortos here. I just really want to see the guy win. Like, I've watched him put over and bump like crazy for so many people. So I'm just going to pick Beast Mortos. And I like, selfishly, I just want to see, you know, see him pick some wins and see what goes from there with everything that Jake the Snake puts on his mind. It's interesting, you know, the whole group that they have going on together. So that's something to think about. Yeah, so after I cough like hell, so we get into our second match, the open challenge that Darby Allin put out, and it's going to be answered by Brody King. So not exactly an open challenge. Listen up, this is a hard match for me because I want to believe that Brody King will murder Darby Allin and that's it. But I I assume that that's not how they're going to go. Because I do think that Bryan Danielson is losing. Just a bit of a spoiler. I kind of think that they're going to give one of the the people from Washington the win here, just so, you know, the crowd doesn't burn down the building. So I'm going to pick Darby Allin here, and it cost me great pain to say it, but because Brody King's my boy, and I do not like Darby, man. I'm so sorry. I like, my hats off to all of the people who are enjoying Darby Allin's work. I know that he has a specific demographic, and I understand, but like, his style of wrestling, man, I love that he gets little children to get hyped for wrestling. That is the one thing that needs to be addressed. That's the only thing. Like, from that point on, I don't care. Like, he's not for me, but he's like, his type of wrestling is working, you know. But everything that Brody King said, that he was like, how would you feel if the company is left without a face when you die on Everest? That was so good. Incredibly good. So like, that's poking, you know, real life things. Thank you, Rob. He does like turtles. Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Darby Allin. I will be incredibly happy if Brody King wins here. But what do you guys think, Chris?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I think it's going to be Darby, even though I would prefer it be Brody, especially after what we saw them do on Dynamite. Like, I thought Brody killed that exchange.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't feel like House of Black is gonna be a thing. So
yeah,
might sadly as well do something solo with Brody. But yeah, I don't know. Like, Darby is fun to watch, but at the same time, like, Brody is not wrong. Darby is an idiot. Like, he is doing dangerous things all the time. And like, there was one particular spot in a match that he got slammed, so like, his back hit all three edges of the steel steps.
Oh my god.
And it's like, dude, that is how you crack a disc. Like, there's a reason everybody tries to fall flat on those steps. And I know that you're the crazy daredevil guy, but it's like,
stop.
At some point, when you do have other people relying on you, you have to start taking a look at all these risks you're taking. Like, look at how much Rey Mysterio toned down his style over the years.
Yes.
So, yeah, Darby's going to win. I wish it was Brody.
You said something extremely correct. Brody King is rarely given an opportunity to cook on the mic, but like when he gets that opportunity, man, he does the job. Rob, what do you think about this match? And if you pick Darby, I'm exiting the stream.
Well, I'm sorry to do this then.
I'm kidding.
I'm picking Darby because I just don't see them giving him a loss. He's just been very big for AEW. What I would be perfectly okay with is if they do have him lose and we see a returning Julia. That's what I'd
is like Julia okay?
She's getting close if she's not already ready. So
okay,
that's what I would like to see. But I think Darby wins. So that's my. I just don't see them. Darby doesn't lose at pay-per-views, it seems. So
Darby doesn't lose, annoying.
So yeah. So I'm going with Darby.
Okay. So we all have Darby, damn it.
Hasn't Darby beaten like Brody 3 or 4 times in AEW too? Like,
let's give Brody a win.
I was at the coffin match that they had in Minneapolis. It was an amazing match, a fun match, and I know those two can go, so it's one of those things where I'm actually thinking this match is going to be really good. I really do. I think it's going to be better than the next match that we're going to talk about. But and I do like one of the participants in that match. But anyways, I'm looking forward to this match, believe it or not, because I do want to see Brody King see if he can throw Darby to Seattle from Tacoma. It'll be interesting.
It's yeah, let's see if this can happen. And with that, we sadly move on to the next match. The Ring of Honor World Championship match will be on the line. The champion Mark Briscoe defends against Chris Jericho. The Learning Tree, Chris Jericho. Okay, so help me out with this one. Why should I care? Why does everyone who feuds with Mark have to bring up Jay? Just stop it. So that's exactly like Cody Rhodes. Everyone feuding with Cody, they bring up Dusty. So let's just put a stop to this, okay? Like, enough. I don't give a crap. So hopefully Mark Briscoe wins here, because why the fuck would Chris Jericho win the Ring of Honor championship? It's not like, first of all, why is this championship being defended on AEW pay-per-view? I seriously have no idea why this is happening. I really, really hope that Ring of Honor has gone into a different direction when it comes to having champions on the show. Because basically I stopped watching Ring of Honor because I thought that there was zero point of me watching Ring of Honor. I hope that it changed, because like there are a lot of passionate fans of Ring of Honor, and like I feel like they owe it to them. I'm gonna pick Mark Briscoe here because like my heart will always be dominating when it comes to stuff like that. Hopefully Mark Briscoe. I will not take Chris Jericho being Ring of Honor champion once again, right? Because Claudio took it from him, right? Like that's that it's not only in my nightmares, right? Like Chris Jericho was Ring of Honor champion, correct? Like yes. Damn it. I don't want that to happen. And this is me being ridiculous because I don't even watch the show, but I don't want to see. Just no. I enough. Someone else needs to talk now because everything I say after that will be just no. Rob?
Okay, I'm taking Mark Briscoe because you're right. Chris Jericho doesn't need this title. It doesn't really do much for him, and it for some somehow it helps the learning tree if he loses. I don't know how yet, but that's my thought process. Mark Briscoe wins.
Okay. Chris, before I ask you what you think, are you clicking your headphones and microphone a lot because we can hear
I'm sorry,
it?
I am muting myself whenever I have to like sneeze or sniff from the allergies.
Sneeze. Jesus, that's so. I know. I'm sorry that you have allergies, but please share your thoughts on this extremely exciting match that we are talking about.
Mark's gonna win. Let's move on.
Thank you. That was so great. And we all will be extremely pissed off if Chris Jericho wins, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the next match we are going to talk about is the TNT Championship being on the line. The champion, Jack Perry, defends against Shibata. Like, this is the match I'm looking forward to. I don't know why people, for some reason, want to pretend that Jack Perry isn't good in the ring. I don't know what they're watching, but there's a kind of a difference between Jungle Boy Jack Perry and the Jack Perry that we have right now. He's a bit more aggressive, he's more methodical. Otherwise, like Jungle Boy was like called, exciting wrestling, like the ones who always go with the Young Bucks and everything, Flippy Doo. The things he does now, it's I kind of enjoy it even more. I always wondered what a grown-up Jungle Boy would look like because you knew that this sort of gimmick always has an expiration date, and you just wonder what it's gonna turn out in the future. So I've been enjoying Jack Perry and I don't know. I hope that people are booing him because they're supposed to boo him and not because they do not enjoy his work on screen. Because I couldn't put my finger on it when we were watching at Wembley, because the thing is, everyone was just waiting for Sting. That's it. That's all it was. Yeah, so I'm interested to see what you guys think. I do have Jack Perry retaining here, but I wouldn't be mad if Shibata wins. Like I love Shibata. Like I don't know when the gimmick with the phone thingy will stop being funny, but it's incredibly entertaining to me. But I have Jack Perry winning. What do you guys think, Chris?
I have Jack Perry winning as well. I so this will be a little like inside, I guess. When I interviewed Perry like 3 or 4 years ago, height of the Jungle Boy stuff, he had about as much charisma as a block of cheese. Like he was legitimately
I love
not
cheese.
he was but he was not a fan of giving promos, and he was honest to me about that. He was like, I'm just not
Yeah.
that comfortable with that. And he has really gotten more comfortable, and his charisma's gone up and all that. That being said, I've never seen a real beard that looks more like a fake beard from the movies in my
Oh
life.
yeah, man.
I
I
don't
like just
understand. I
get
don't
rid of
understand.
that beard, man. Like it's weird.
Well, like trim it, man. You don't need it that big. If you want a beard because you think it makes you look tough, cool. If you want a beard because your dad never had a beard and people will stop saying you look just like your dad,
Yeah.
cool. But I'm sorry. We all know how rich you are. Luke Perry left his children very well taken care of. That was like one of the most well-documented things about his death was that he was smart with his money and his kids are doing great. You can't. This is like the rich kid who comes back to school after summer break and is suddenly goth. It's like what do you with your like perfect life have to be this dark and depressed about? Something about the character doesn't click to me. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like it's genuine. And maybe because it's too big of a shift from Jungle Boy. This would be like if the Miz turned into Bray Wyatt. Like, it wouldn't make any sense. And this barely makes any sense to me. I'm enjoying a lot of it, but at the same time, it just, I don't know, it's weird. So, and I'm tired of seeing Shibata put other people over. Like, yes, he had one pure title run where I think he had, what, one or two defenses, and then he was out for a long time, and then he lost the belt. Like, Tony has this great roster of people he's brought in from New Japan, and other than Okada, like, Ishii lost a ton of matches. How many matches has Minoru Suzuki won in AEW? Like, all these guys are used to put people over. Like, I want to see Shibata get a real push. But yeah, Perry's winning.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you when it comes to the beard. I would not mind if he just trims it, because like, I get that it's new with the huge truck thing or van or whatever you guys want to call it. It's like, it's really not taken care of. It's tacky and everything. No, I don't think tacky is the right word here. It's old school and he doesn't give a crap. And if his whole persona is that he doesn't give a crap, I can see that. But like, your hair is taken care of and you cannot tell me, like, if he cut his hair, I'm going to be shocked, okay? And more shocked if I shave my own head. Because, like, that hair on Jack Perry's head, like, please don't, do not do that to me ever. Just don't. Yeah, but the beard, trim it. Rob, what do you think? Should he trim the beard? I'm so happy that you shaved, because I always say that people need to see your face. You have a pretty face.
I don't care if he shaves or not. That's up to him. I would love to see Shibata win, but that's not happening. Jack Perry is going to get this victory here. And I think Corey said it right. I would like to see maybe Samoa Joe make his return tonight. I think that would be pretty cool.
I miss Samoa Joe. Yeah.
So
this is like my regular reminder. I miss Adam Cole. I miss Kenny Omega a lot. And I miss Samoa Joe. I miss Wardlow, but like, who the fuck was that? And that's, you know, a totally different thing. I know that he's battling an injury. Thank you, Matt Taven, sweetie, for keeping us updated. We appreciate that. Yes. So apparently, oh, look at the Beagles. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry for the listeners. We move over to our next match. We have Swerve Strickland returning a segment. So do we have a debuting Bobby Lashley here? What do you guys think?
Yes. Debuting, yes. Bobby Lashley will we be there. Have. That's what I think we'll see. I do think we'll see a debuting Bobby Lashley tonight during Mr. Swerve Strickland's promo.
Okay, but like, is it going to be peaceful or people are going to attack each other? Like,
oh, it'll. That's a good question. I don't know. I want to say right now, no, I don't think they do attack. I think they just have a face to face type thing, and we'll see from there.
Okay, Doc.
I don't think you put Swerve and Lashley in the same group. I think you put those two in a feud together. So Swerve being like a clear babyface tweener kind of guy right now. You got MVP as a perfect heel, like manager, and Shelton so Benjamin is like a second, but I feel like what's going to happen is Swerve is going to turn down his offer and then Lashley will show up and attack him.
Well, see, there you go. Like if the Acclaim break up, so Max Caster is going to be free to return to his brother, Bobby Lashley. So
You
if
mean
you know, you
Gronk?
know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so they can do that. That's obviously in
I'd
the
rather
picture, but
see Anthony Bowens join that group because.
well, that's, I think that's what she meant. Because that was his sister in on Raw.
wasn't it Max Caster, his sister?
Yeah, it was Max
No,
Caster was his sister.
it was
No,
Anthony
Max
Bowens.
Caster was his sister.
I'm gonna go grab the picture right now.
Yes, thank you.
So.
Because I feel like it was Max Caster. Please grab the picture right now.
Damn it,
Yeah,
I lost my hand.
I'm
I swear to God it was Anthony Bowens.
Shame. Ding ding. Shame. Ding ding.
Come on, look at this. I mean, hell, it does look like Bowens. I'm gonna post the photo anyways.
Yes, please show us. Show us.
Oh, hold on one second.
If today, if possible.
Well, yeah, that's the plan, but it didn't save under the right file here, so I gotta go fix it.
That is absolutely fine. Yeah, I'm really excited to see Bobby Lashley. For honestly, I want to see Bobby Lashley wrestle. I want to see Bobby Lashley in the ring. I don't care what promotion he's in. I enjoyed his a portion of his run in AEW. The thing that I enjoyed most probably was when the Hurt Business said on Raw that they were going to take care of the oh my God, what were they called?
Blood Syndicate? No.
No, the Hurt Business.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
that's
Sorry.
obviously Max Caster. I'm sorry.
To me, it doesn't. I don't know.
It's
I knew my
obvious.
first
Look
name.
at Sami Zayn. I miss this beard from Sami Zayn.
My
Yeah,
first name.
Sami Zayn also needs to trim the beard, by the way. Just saying. I miss this Sami Zayn look. Yeah, so I was talking about Retribution. The Hurt Business said to the authority on Raw that they were going to take care of the Retribution thing. So they took charge, and they were the heels on on the show, but like they were instantly faces because they stood up for their show, and this was really good. I enjoyed that. It might not have been the best time that they've had on television, but like also his title run was really good. But I'm anxious to see what they do with Bobby Lashley in AEW. That being said, we move forward to the AEW Women's Division Women's Championship match between the champion Mariah May versus Willow Nightingale. I'm gonna go ahead and ask Chris, first of all, how he's doing. Talking about this match and who he has winning here. There you go.
Well, it really hurts me to say this,
I know, I know.
but I am predicting Mariah May. But I will be telling everybody to shut up, like I always do when when it's Willow's entrance. But yeah, I think this will be a very fun match. Mariah is a lot stronger than I think a lot of people realize. Like
Yeah.
she's so proportional that people forget how tall she is and how big she actually is. Mariah May is not a small girl. She is very strong. So I could absolutely see her being able to body slam Willow and like having a cool moment like that. But yeah, it'll be a fun match, and unfortunately, Willow won't win.
Well, now that you say it, yeah, because like I rarely pay attention to wrestler sizes and everything, and like when it's an obvious huge wrestler versus teeny tiny jobber, When it's this, yeah, sure, I'm meant to pay attention. But like when you put it that way, yeah, like I kind of have different eyes on her now. I do think that Moraime will win this match. Do you think someone comes out after the match? Mina Shirakawa? Like maybe to set up a match between the two? Like do you guys think that we get to see that?
I think we see Toni Storm for sure. It wouldn't surprise me if we see Mina.
Isn't Toni Storm in Florida right now?
Well, I don't know. So
I kind of feel like she's in Florida. I cannot go anywhere because she was supposed to...
Her CMLL match got canceled, yeah.
Yeah, she was supposed to have a CMLL match, and it was canceled because of everything that's going on.
Okay.
I hope everyone's staying safe, by the way. So, yeah, Toni Storm isn't going anywhere because, like, she cannot fly.
Did you guys see the promo?
I did.
Calling herself the Lucha Whore?
Yeah, Lucha Whore. That is, and that is exactly what I said because I quote tweeted, you know, the video from our friend Luis Pulido. And I said, if Toni Storm isn't your favorite, you're wrong. That entire promo was the best thing I've seen all week. And that is, I'm sorry, Toni Storm is just the best.
She is. She's incredible. Yes.
But Rob, who do you have winning here?
Mariah May will win. I would be fine with Willow, but I just don't see them taking that title off Mariah May right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I do feel like they wait until Toni Storm comes back for them to, you know, do a sort of rematch. And then if Toni Storm doesn't win the championship back, we'll talk about this later. But I do feel like we get a returning Mina Shirakawa. Thank you Corey for this, because Nia Jax made her, like, she headlocked her to death until she made her, you know, agree to that.
Everybody with an older brother knows how that headlock felt.
Like, I knew that
was not, yeah. That looked rougher than most headlocks in matches.
Yeah, aggressive, man.
That was really funny. I hate how much I've been enjoying Nia since her return, because I don't really like Nia as a person, but like as a talent, she's really found her stride.
She stepped up so good. Like, this is what I said. I will always give flowers to people when they deserve it. This is exactly what I said after she won the Queen of the Ring tournament. Like, she put in the work. I will not comment on everything outside of the ring. You know, that we are not, you know, going to pay attention to that.
Genuinely funny sometimes, too.
Yeah, genuinely funny. Yeah, but like everything else, you know, about the, you know, stuff in the world, like that's a totally different conversation that we are not going to have right now. So we are going to move on to the next match. The returning Jay White takes on Hangman Adam Page. Okay, this is a tough one for me, guys. I do feel like Jay White is gonna win here because he just returned. He's all of a sudden a babyface. Because obviously he's put into the place that he needs to fight Hangman Adam Page, and because he fought everyone's favorite Jeff Jarrett, and that's why everyone hates Hangman now, which is so much bullshit, man. I hate this. Yeah, I will be rooting for Hangman Adam Page, and I know Rob is smirking right now. And I will be rooting for Hangman. I pick Jay White, sadly. This has nothing to do with Jay White. I adore Jay White. I hope that now, after his return, he gets treated as the main event talent that he is, because he was locked inside the trios division during a time when the trios division did not matter whatsoever in AEW, which is a sad, sad little thing. But hopefully, hopefully his second run is something to be actually proud of. I do pick Jay White here. Rob, what do you say?
I think Jay White needs this win more than Adam Page. Adam Page can take the loss. He can, because he's going through that maniac phase. He's going through his flash dance phase. I'm going with Jay White. I think he needs to win pretty bad here, badly here. And like I said, Hangman can just go based off his maniac, like maniacal stuff. So.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
I have to point something out. I don't think I've seen Juice Robinson look as happy as he has been since Jay White returned.
He looked genuinely happy, yeah.
After Jay's match on Wednesday, Juice got in the ring and pretended to pee on the guy like a dog. Like, that guy is just freaking hilarious. I love Juice
Robinson. Yeah, but he's been doing this for months now.
I know, but like, just everything about what he was doing on Wednesday told me that, like, he was the happiest he's been in a while.
Yeah.
And I think him and Hangman having some kind of, like, who's crazier standoff is going to be very funny if that happens. But yes, I do think Jay White being fresh off a return means he is way more likely to win unless Adam Cole returns and initiates a feud with Jade White, which is... They teased a feud between the two of them before Jay was brought in, when Jay was still the IWGP champion. There was stuff with him and Adam Cole that they never were able to tie up. Just like they were never able to tie up Cole and O'Reilly and Fish attacking the Elite. And then we never got that resolution. And now Bobby Fish isn't there and Kyle O'Reilly is part of the conglomeration and he's being a goofball. So I don't know what's going on with all that, but yeah, that's the only way I see Jay White losing is if Cole costs him. But I do think
Cole.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, I think this will be one of those, like, I don't want to say sleeper matches because we know how good both guys are.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one of those matches that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. That's definitely going to be one of the better ones of the night.
Well, they're not talking about it, but like the moment the match starts, because Hangman has a lot of heat right now and it's going to be a really loud match. Like I'm guessing, but yes, I would love it for it to be all about the boom again. I miss Adam Cole. Jesus. Moving forward to the AEW International Championship match between Will Ospreay, Ricochet, and Konosuke Takeshita. It's a three-way match. Oh my god. Okay, listen up. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Because I kind of feel like Will Ospreay and Takeshita will have a feud in the future. And I don't think that the feud deserves the title. And I kind of feel like Ricochet will get away with the title here. Will Ospreay and Takeshita costing each other and Ricochet taking advantage of the situation and winning the match. What do you guys think?
Business-wise, that makes a lot of sense. Putting the title on Ricochet. I actually think that's a good idea. But I can't go against Will Ospreay right now the way they've been booking him.
I know.
I'm going to go with your guy, Dolph Lundgren.
Yes. Hi, Mom. Yes. I'll be incredibly happy if Will Ospreay wins, of course. But like, if he loses here, I don't know who needs to get pinned because I don't want Takeshita getting pinned either. Well, that's the thing. I do pick Ricochet winning, but I have no idea who gets pinned. That's the thing, because Will Ospreay, his only one-on-one title loss was against Danielson, Correct me, please. If I'm wrong.
I think so.
Wait.
It's like, is this his only pin? I know he's lost matches, but they were tag team matches. We don't count those. The only person who has pinned Will Ospreay.
Swerve, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, it's so it's Bryan Danielson and Swerve. Yeah, Supi, if it's Takeshita, I will not mind. But I was rooting for him to dethrone Okada. Like, from the start, I just want the two titles to be merged into one because enough, okay? So if actually Takeshita is champion and they decide to merge the titles and we get Takeshita versus Okada, I'm also fine with that. But the thing is, I do see Will Ospreay losing the championship tonight. That's what I'm saying.
MJF beat him too.
Oh yeah, didn't MJF win the title from him and then he won it right back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's see, well,
remember when he turned it into the American title for like 3 weeks?
Oh my God, yes. Yes. I actually forgot about that. I hope MJF is having all the fun in Hollywood. I really do. I really, really do. I miss MJF also, but Kenny Omega and Adam Cole way more. Yes. Doc, what do you think about this match?
So I'm torn here because there's multiple ways I could see it going. I can absolutely see Ricochet winning the way you guys said, but I can also see Kyle Fletcher playing a gigantic role in the outcome.
Sure. Sure.
It's a triple threat. Triple threats have no disqualifications.
Of course.
So one of two things is going to happen. He's either finally going to give in to Don Callis and he's going to use the screwdriver and he's going to screw over his friend, no pun intended. And then Takeshita will win. Or Fletcher will officially leave the Callis family and align with Ospreay and help him retain.
Okay.
That would be my preferred outcome because I would rather see United Empire be a thing than Don Callis continuing to control Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, I don't.
I just don't want Don Callis around.
Yes. Period. Yes. It could have been worse. It could have been Dan Lambert. So,
I mean, is that worse at this point? I don't know.
Is Dan Lambert worse than Don Callis? Yes.
All I know is that this is one of the matches where, like, all three guys I could potentially see as winners, and that's why I don't really have a solid pick. Mm-hmm. I think in the article we did for Bleacher Report, I picked Ospreay. So I'm going to go with that again just for consistency, but there's something in me that says Takeshita has a bigger chance than Ricochet.
Okay, that's fine. Like me picking Ricochet is just, you know, because it just means that down the road they can have another match. That's all I'm saying. Because I didn't get enough of the match that they had, you know, previously because of Takeshita and because of the five more minutes and then Takeshita comes out. That's why I'm picking Ricochet because I want that one-on-one match again at some point. That's the only reason. So moving on from this match, we have the AEW Tag Team Championship match between the Young Bucks and Private Party. Guys, this is 5 years in the making. Of course, the annoying thing about this match is every time we get closer to the anniversary of AEW Dynamite, they bring up Private Party and say, oh, do you remember the time when, you know, Private Party pull out an upset win and beat the Young Bucks on the second ever edition of Dynamite? Do you remember that? And it's always as if during that part of the year, they realize that they have Private Party as a tag team. Now, I know the Private Party haven't been Rob's favorite team, and I understand because like they haven't been presented as much. But here's the thing. When it comes to it being personal, Isaiah Cassidy can do a promo. He can cut a promo. When they had to be serious for a bit, when they were dealing with BCC, like that's the Private Party I want. Like, I know it's all fun and flippy dippy crappy, you know, stuff, but Private Party are an excellent tag team when they're given an opportunity to be one. So I think that this is actually the sleeper of the night, because people don't, you know, have this thing where they crap on the Young Bucks because the Young Bucks are what they are, and they forget just how brilliant they are and probably one of the best tag teams in the world, past, present, and future. We're going to see, I suppose. I'm this close to betting on Private Party. I'm not even kidding. I wouldn't mind whatsoever if Private Party win those championships. I will go with the Young Bucks, but it's really close in my head. What do you guys think, Rob?
The Young Bucks win.
Okay.
The Young Bucks win. I would be okay if Private Party won. I just don't see them winning the titles. I just don't see it. That's really all I can say.
Yeah. If they actually did something with Private Party and gave us a reason to care, it would have been a whole different story. Doc?
Exactly.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Private Party finally does it. And here's why. I know that the Young Bucks are the Young Bucks, but has this reign felt important at all?
No.
No.
Have the tag titles felt important at all?
Neither those or the trios. No.
There was a time when Tony was trying to convince everybody that the AEW tag titles were just as important as a world's championship as the singles world title. And that's just not true. It never has been, and it never will be, sadly. And the other sad part is that tag titles really are a mid-card title, and they need to be used to elevate young teams, not give teams who've had millions of title reigns already more accolades. Private Party has been around too long and has not had gold around their waists for too long. Same thing with Top Flight. Put the ROH tag titles on Top Flight, put the AEW tag titles on Private Party, and let these two teams who've been doing great work for years but not actually getting any gold, like, have a run. I think that could help revitalize the tag team division just a bit. So, yeah, I'm picking Private Party out of sheer hope.
Yeah, like, not even talking about gold. Just give the tag teams something to do. Like, you mentioned Top Flight. They're doing this thing now between Top Flight and Action Andretti. Like, they're doing something, you know, with the group. They have a storyline within them that they're trying to say that Action Andretti is the problem. Like, but the thing is, I hope that this leads to evolving of the trios as opposed to him leaving. You know, I hope, because like he beat Chris Jericho like a decade ago, and then like nothing else happened from there on.
So did Fandango. Where is he these days?
Yeah, exactly. I like to remind people a lot that Fandango beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. I often like to.
Doesn't that feel like a lifetime ago?
It does. Was it WrestleMania 28?
27, 28, somewhere around there for sure.
What WrestleMania was the second in a lifetime match between The Rock and Cena? Because that was the WrestleMania I'm talking about. You're muted, Rob. I think
was it WrestleMania 34?
It's not 34.
No,
what do you
it
mean
was way
34?
Longer ago than that.
It was 28 or 29.
I think Jericho was out of WWE by 34.
Yeah.
He was over in New Japan
by 29. Then. I feel like it's WrestleMania 29.
WrestleMania 29.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss Fandango.
I do. I miss Fashion Files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does not seem that long ago. My God.
No, oh, we're old, Rob. We're old.
It just seems like a lifetime ago when Fandango. It's Fandango.
I miss that so much.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Jericho likes to think he started the whole singing to the entrance music thing.
Oh no. My God.
They were doing it to Fandango years before him. Do you remember that? That show in England, the first time where the whole crowd was dancing?
Yeah.
That still sticks out to me, but yes.
The Monday after WrestleMania is like when they did the big one. Like, that's the one I remember where the crowd was just going nuts for it. They just kept singing on and on.
I hope Dirty Dango's doing okay.
Yeah, he's in Impact or TNA.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in TNA. He's fine.
I don't have the bandwidth to pay attention to that many promotions.
I understand. I understand completely. And that is why let's go to our final match. And probably Bryan Danielson's final match. It's the AEW World Championship match between the champion Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley. So if Bryan Danielson loses this match, he loses not only his championship, but his full-time career as a wrestler. So a lot on the line here, guys. A lot on the line. Chris, let's start with you. Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. I just hope that whatever happens, something substantial with Wheeler Yuta happens out of it.
True.
Now, I like Yuta as a babyface. I think he's better as a babyface than as a straight-up heel.
Yep.
But if his final task
is turn,
if the final thing he does in order to make that turn is to finally turn on Danielson and realign with Moxley and Claudio, I wouldn't be shocked. I do think no matter what happens, it's Moxley leaving with the title. I just, the way they've built it, you've positioned Moxley as having some kind of like takeover storyline in AEW, having him lose this title match that he just stole from Darby Allin basically would make no sense at all.
Do you think they tell us who Moxley's answering to here?
I don't know what they're doing with that. Like, implying there's some unseen power and it's not William Regal, like, I don't know. It should just be Moxley in charge. Why does it need to be somebody else? I don't know. All I care about right now is, like, how badass Marina Shafir looks in every segment. This is... I want her to have matches, of course, but using her as this, like, silent killer who just once in a while will say something really intimidating in Russian and then walk away. It's such a good idea for her. I love what they've been doing with her.
Marina Shafir is I'm incredibly happy that she's at a place right now where everyone gets to see how incredibly intimidating she can be. I don't know if because it was so long ago, because I don't know if they were able to achieve that over at NXT.
She was so green back then.
She was really green, and everyone was incredibly focused on Shayna Baszler. And I don't know, I really don't remember if, like, she was portrayed as the thing that she's portrayed right now.
The only time was during Raw Underground. That was the only time they made her look legitimately badass. Because remember, her and Jessamine Duke just came in one night and wrecked everyone, and it was awesome. And then they never.
It was so awesome. And then they never did anything with that.
Raw Underground.
Funny. Good times.
Wait a minute. That's what Shane's going to do at AEW. We're going to get AEW Underground, and Marina Shafir is going to run it.
Exactly. That's the connection. That's the connection.
What if Shane shows up tonight, guys?
That's exactly why I'm asking. Like, because here's the thing, and I said this already on our show. If they ever want to announce that Shane McMahon is signed to AEW, this is the time, because, again, Shane McMahon came out looking like an incredible babyface from that Vince McMahon documentary. I have the world of sympathy towards the guy, and I do not like him. But that's the ugly part of the business, because of everything that Shane McMahon did on the screen, and we know the stories from behind the screen. I couldn't look past that and look into the fact that Shane McMahon is a human being, which is my fault, and I will try to correct that. Just goes to show you just how incredible of a character he was in front of the screen, and I just refuse to believe that he's anything, you know, different from that. But the fact that I saw, you know, videos of him backstage in that documentary and just smiling like a regular person, and I'm like, who is this guy? Because, like, he has a different smile when it comes to storylines on the screen, and absolutely, totally, totally different smile when it comes to real life. And that is something that we often forget, and I will try to correct that in me so I just don't, you know, mistake the two things. So once again, this is the time when you debut Shane O'Mac. I would very much like for this not to be the case, because at some point the buzz from the Vince documentary will dial down. And if he's a different type of person on screen, and where did Chris go? Like,
I don't know.
He just all the talk about Shane O'Mac.
He's back.
Yes. Did all the talk about Shane McMahon just make you give up, Chris?
It made my router give up, apparently.
Yes, yes, I understand.
So now I'm on my phone, because apparently I need a new router.
Of course you do. Jesus, what else can go wrong? Again, I don't want it to be Shane. Please, just don't. But I often say that I want things to happen just to see the world burn. I will not, you know, be egotistical and say I don't want this to happen, because I will be mad. Bear with me on this one. If this happens, like coexisting with Rob and Maggie will be just an hour rant of me talking about Shane O'Mac. Money. What do you think? Please.
Well, let's see here. I don't think it's happening tonight. I don't know if it's happening at all. I mean, hell, who knows? I mean, really, who? My God. It's tough. You know, the one thing I will say, and I looked at this last week just because I was curious. Shane McMahon's son plays for the Indiana Hoosiers football team. Indiana's not playing today. They had the week off, kind of like Goldberg's kid did last week.
So
if he's going to do it on a Saturday, this would be it. But I don't know if he did. I mean, we never know the motivations for people's money, you know. True. I don't know if he wants I don't know if it's something he wants. I mean, who knows? I don't know. Like, I don't know if he wants to go. I don't. That's the thing. I'll be shocked if I see him, but I also won't be shocked if I don't. You know, like it's one of those things.
It's this weird thing.
Yeah, it's just so weird. I can't picture a McMahon being in a different company. Is what it comes down to.
I really don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah, and I have no problem with Shane. I've always enjoyed like him as a non-wrestling in-ring competitor. I've always liked him
when he's not in-ring. Braun.
No. So I do think that tonight, unfortunately, I think because I like Moxley, but he's leaving with the title. Yuta's gonna
nah, say it.
I mean, Yuta's turns Yuta turns. I mean, I just do. I think they made it seem a little too obvious to me.
Did they?
To me, they have. I think they have. I mean, that's just my opinion. But as far as the person he's answering to, this is going to sound crazy, but I kind of want it to be Tony Khan.
You want Moxley to be answering to Tony Khan?
Oh, okay. Well, never mind on that. I didn't know that. Huh. Okay, cool. Thanks for informing on.
We always have someone correcting us in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
We adore you. We adore Fightful Select for this sole reason. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
It might be my voice, by the way.
Oh no, Steven, that's just, you know, Rob's voice, because he has voice problems, and that's why I'm hosting today. The show. Normally Rob hosts all these shows, and this is a train wreck of a show because I'm the host of it.
That's no, it's not a train wreck. It's fine.
So, but like, you do think that Bryan Danielson is losing his title tonight?
I do.
Okay.
Oh. The one thing that we did forget too, Christian. This could be a perfect time for Christian. I don't know if it will be, but I mean, that does come into the thought process.
That would be pretty great.
It would be.
I kind of feel like he, first of all, has some work with Hook to do, because like he did say Hook, line and sinker. And it was kind of obvious that he was about to, you know, have a storyline with Hook in the future. And I do think that Christian Cage was the one to attack Taz backstage.
There's part of me that thinks they only had Christian interact with Hook so he could say the line about, like, I'm sorry about what happened to your father. Like, just to get another dig in for a dad.
Of course. How I see it, Yuta turns heel. Moxley wins. I don't think that we see Christian Cage. He does love to remind people of himself. I get that. But I don't see him coming out.
You think we see the person that Moxley's?
I actually don't. I think that we get to see that on next week's Dynamite.
Yeah, that's interesting.
With Moxley with the championship in the ring, he opens up the show, and then, you know, the person comes out and everything. Like, okay. And this is pure speculation, because up until this day, we have no idea if this is what Moxley actually meant during that promo.
I think it would be amazing if it was Eddie Kingston. Eddie comes in and like rallies his boy Moxley to finally take charge, and
I just want Eddie
Kingston back on TV.
Sure, I do, because Eddie's a bum, right? And that's when he gets his revenge. Injured,
just have him give a promo from his couch every week. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Just Eddie Kingston content. And this is this will be a logical thing because, like I said, Bryan Danielson made fun of Eddie Kingston a lot for being a bum. So all the sense in the world. I will not mind this whatsoever. People are going to pop for Eddie Kingston a lot. Rob, are you looking at something?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, okay. It looked as if you had information about something and I was, you know.
CP says, no, Eddie making a faction with Claudio in it?
Yeah, but like he can make Moxley kick out Claudio.
Oh, that'd be good.
Thank you, Corey, once again for being the voice of reason in this entire situation. But we do reach the conclusion of our pre-show for tonight's AEW Wrestle Dream in Washington State. Yay! Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you so much for being a Fightful Select subscriber. Thanks to you guys, we get to, you know, make fuckery such as this. And we enjoy it every time. Yes. Oh, Mitch the Plant. Thank you, Soupy. That's a wonderful shout out. Yes. So let me first of all plug my shit and I will pass it on to my lovely, lovely assistant. So guys, you can follow me at Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK every Friday usually. At Fightful Overbook, you can catch Rob and I at 3 p.m. Eastern for coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It's basically 16 minutes of insane fuckery and sometimes wrestling. Again, thank you for being a Fightful Celeb subscriber. Jesus Christ. Chris, please plug your shit.
You can find me on Twitter at br_doctor. You can find all my work on Bleacher Report, where I will be covering Wrestle Dream tonight. And I also published interviews with Ricochet and Ospreay recently, so go look for those.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Rob?
You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter, also on Instagram at Fightful Rob, along with Threads at Fightful Rob. And then, like Maggie said, every Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern on Fightful Overbook for coexisting with Rob and Maggie. And that's all I got.
Yes. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Please, please enjoy the crap out of this pay-per-view. And we will see you next week.
Do not eat aluminum or you'll sheet metal.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm back.
You always have a way.
Peace.